In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The people in the region of the Decapolis brought to Jesus a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. It's reasonable to assume that this man's speech impediment was a consequence of his deafness. You may know how it sounds when someone who has grown up not being able to hear too well tries to speak. By the way Jesus handles him, however, there may be more to it than that. That had the man been able to hear, it's likely he would still have had an impediment of speech. Jesus takes the man aside, in a way removing him from the crowd. There would be no distractions. The man's focus would be entirely on Christ. Demonstrating to the man what he would do, Jesus looks up to heaven and sighs. Such a strain it is on the Son of Man to be doing these things, yet he continues to do them, for his compassion is great. With a word, the deaf man is healed. What an absurd sounding sentence. A word heals a deaf man. That same word loosed the man's tongue. Deaf or not, the word of God accomplishes that for which it is spoken. Ephphatha. The man could hear and he could speak. Biblical archaeologist Camden Coburn stated, "The phrase used by Mark is one often used in the magical texts and shows that the writer of the gospel supposed that in this miracle demonic fetters were broken and a work of Satan undone." Not only was the man healed, but Satan's grasp on him had been undone. One little word filled him. Having his ears open and his tongue loosed, he and the crowd were instructed to tell no one what had happened. The more Jesus did this, though, the more they spoke of what he had done. The man was finally given the ability to speak and was told not to. He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. I guess it goes to show that when a good thing happens to you, when you are bestowed with the greatest of gifts, you cannot help but speak of it. Even when you are told to keep quiet. And the only way you could keep quiet is if you are bound by the fetters of the devil. So fast forward to today. And are there any deaf and impeded people here? I suppose in a sense there are. The word of God has come to your ears. You have been washed in a most blessed flood of holy baptism. Ephphatha has been spoken into your ears and loosed your tongues. And in those waters, and by that very word, the fetters of the devil were broken, and the work of Satan in your lives has been undone. You are made a part of the body of Christ, placed in Him, made the righteousness of God. As you often hear, you are forgiven. And in fact, you return here week after week as part of that baptismal life. For the baptizing with water indicates that the old man, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. So daily you confess your sins, and daily you are forgiven for all of your sins. This is most especially true when you are in this hallowed place, as you by God make confession of those sins and hear from His placed man as if from the lips of Jesus Himself that you are forgiven. Furthermore, for those of you who are prepared, Jesus places His very flesh and blood into your lips. Just as the fingers of God physically touched the tongue of the man, so here, though hidden in bread, the flesh of God comes in contact with your flesh, and you wash it down with a sip of wine, which is the blood of Christ. So I ask again, are there any deaf and impeded people here? By the work of God, there shouldn't be. Each one of you has had the fetters of the devil unshackled, your ears opened, and your tongues loosed. The kingdom of Christ is established in this place, among you and in you. For as Martin Luther wrote, the kingdom of Christ is based upon the word which cannot otherwise be grasped or understood but through these two members, ears and tongue. And it reigns only through the word and faith in the hearts of men. The ears take hold of the word and the heart believes it, but the tongue speaks and confesses as the heart believes. You have been bestowed with the greatest of gifts, forgiveness, life, and salvation. So one is left to wonder, when's the last time any of you spoke of this great blessing so that others could hear? If I were to ask someone who knows you, or at least knows of you, would they be able to tell me that you are Christian, that you're forgiven by God, renewed, restored, and redeemed? Perhaps Jesus should tell you to tell no one about your unstopped ears and loose tongues. He hasn't. In fact, he has said the opposite. But I guess that there are times when, unlike the crowd, you don't tell of the wonderful things that he has done. I get that it's difficult. The reactions of the people that you meet are impossible to predict. And your safety and very lives could very well be in danger for telling people of the love of God for them in Christ Jesus. But remember that once you were blind as they, but now you see. Once you were deaf as they, but now you can hear. Once you were dumb as they, but now you can speak. All of the rest is meaningless compared to the love and compassion of Christ for you. St. Paul wrote, "Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ." He also wrote, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Martin Luther famously penned, "And take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife. Let these all be gone, they yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth." Once you were deaf and dumb, but now you can hear and speak. What have you seen? What are you hearing and seeing? Are you saying he has done all things well? Luther exhorted, "Therefore, let us remember and take heed of this miracle, and follow the example of the pious people that praise Christ the Lord here, that he has made all things well, that he makes the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. This he does, as stated before, forever within the Christian church, by means of the sacraments and through the public word, that the ears of the deaf are opened and the dumb are made to speak." Heed well those words of Luther, for they contain a promise and consolation. Jesus makes the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak forever within the Christian church by means of the sacraments and through the public word. He does these very things for you forever, week after week, time after time, in this hallowed place, to which you are brought again and again by the power of the Holy Spirit, to prepare you for the life to come by keeping you strengthened for this temporary life, to give you the words to speak when you have to speak, and to hear and receive these very words: "You are forgiven for all of your sins." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.